पद छाया शुभ है आमार तुम्हार चरण धरे। पद छाया शुभ है आमार तुम्हार चरण धरे। क्षय बेगद में क्षय दोष शोधे क्षय गुण देह दासे। क्षय सत संग देह है आमारे बस से संग रया छे। क्षय सत संग देह है आमारे बस से संग रया छे। कके आमार नहीं पाय बल हर नाम संकीर्तन। तुम कृपा करी सदा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धन। तो है वैष्णव ठाकुर दया सागर दशे करुणा करे। कृष्ण तुमार कृष्ण देते पारो तुम्हार सकतिया छे। कृष्ण से तुम्हार कृष्ण दीते पार तुम्हार सकतिया छे। हमी तो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोले भाई तब पाछे पाछे। हमी तो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोले भाई तब पाछे पाछे। ओ है वैष्णव ठाकुर दया सागर दशे करुणा करे। जय वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर। प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपा जो
निवेदन स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद के। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का चरण श्रोता सर श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नमाचार श्रीदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की। नवदीप मंडल श्री धाम मायापुर की। श्रीवास पंडित डिसअपीयरेंस महोत्सव की। श्रीवास पंडित तिरुभाव तिथि महोत्सव की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की। निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति निष्ठिकी। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देशतारिणे। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की। श्रीमद्भागवतम कंटो 3 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 टाइटल रिनाउंसिएशन ऑफ कर्दमुनि। येष मानवी ते गर्भम प्रविष्ट कैटभार्दना अविद्या संशय ग्रंथिम छेत्वाम गाम विचरिष्यति। येष मानवी ते गर्भम प्रविष्ट कैटभार्दनः अविद्या संशय ग्रंथिम छेत्वा गाम विचरिष्यति। येष मानवी ते गर्भम प्रविष्ट कैटभार्दनः अविद्या संशयम् ग्रंथिम छेत्वा गाम विचरिष्यति।
Thank you.
word to word meaning. Esaha, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manavi, O daughter of Manu. Te, your. Garbham, womb. Pravishtaha, has entered. Kite of Ardhana, the killer of the demon Kaitabha. Abhidya, of ignorance. Sansaya, and of doubt. Granthim, the knot. Chitva, cutting off. Gam, the world. Vicharishyati, he will travel over. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Brahma then told Devahuti, my dear daughter of Manu, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who killed the demon Kaitabha is now within your womb. He will cut off all the knots of your ignorance and doubt. Then he will travel all over the world. Purport. Here the word avidya is very significant. Avidya means forgetfulness of one's identity. Every one of us is a spirit soul, but we have forgotten. We think, I am this body. This is called avidya. Sansaya granthi means doubtfulness. The knot of doubtfulness is the tied when the soul identifies with the material world. The knot is also called ahankara, the junction of matter and spirit. By proper knowledge received from the scriptures, its disciplic succession, and by proper application of that knowledge, one can free himself from this binding combination of matter and spirit. Brahma assures Devahuti that her son will enlighten her, and after enlightening her, he will travel all over the world, distributing the system of Sankhya philosophy. The word sansaya means doubtful knowledge. A speculative and pseudo-yogic knowledge is all doubtful. At the present moment, the so-called yoga system is prosecuted on the understanding that by agitation of the different station of the bodily construction, one can find that he is God. The mental speculators think similarly, but they are all doubtful. Real knowledge is expounded in Bhagavad Gita. Just become Krishna conscious. Just worship Krishna and become a devotee of Krishna. That is real knowledge. And anyone who follows the system becomes perfect without a doubt. Translation, please repeat after me. Lord Brahma then told Devahuti, my dear daughter of Manu, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who killed the demon Kaitabha is now within your womb. He will cut off all the knots of your ignorance and doubt. Then he will travel all over the world. So here Lord Brahma is specifying, is giving assurance to Devahuti, don't worry. Your daughter of Manu, Manu is so exalted personality. You are also not ordinary. You are already selected as a mother of Lord. Very soon, my Lord is coming in your womb. And he is a great philosopher. He delivered the Sankhya philosophy, how matter and spirit work together, how is separated. So this Sankhya analysis knowledge he can deliver for the spiritual benefit. So Lord Brahma is delivering the insurance for Devahuti. Esa manavite garbham, O daughter of Manu, pravishta kaita bhardhana, the killer of demon Kaitabha, Lord Hari, is coming in your womb. And he cut off all the doubtful, all the ignorance of her. And then he traveled all over the world and preached the science of Sankhya philosophy. So Devahuti is not ordinary woman. She was very exalted. She performed many austerity and penances. She was chaste wife of Kardam Muni. She was following the footsteps of her husband, Kardama. Kardama performed great austerity. By his austere, Lord Krishna pleased. Then he was performing austerity, the tears flowing like a torrent of rain, all that area dust become like a mud. Kardama, kard means dust. By the separation of Lord, he was crying. Eyes were flowing constantly like a cloud showering the rain, like a torrents of rain. So his heart was completely full of with love of Krishna. The Kardama Muni was great devotee. He was the son of Brahma. He is one of the Prajapati. So Devahuti also followed the footsteps of her husband. She also performed great austerity. She became very thin. When Kardam Muni came out from Samadhi, then he saw Devahuti become very thin. His clothes also become dirt. Hair also, so many knots comes in knots. So he obliged, compassionate for her, then he built the city of sky. By his mystic power, he built great, very wonderful, very luxurious planet, a sky city. There are all the facilities there, swimming, garden, all the modern facilities there. There are helipad also. You can travel all the space of this spiritual planet also. The Devahuti is a very fortunate because Lord Hari is appeared in her womb very soon. Kardam Muni also told her, don't worry. Because Devahuti was hankering, how I can get one good qualified son. She begotten 9 good daughters, but she was waiting for son. So Kardam Muni also told, don't worry, O Manavi, O daughter of Manu, very soon Lord will come in your room, don't worry. She also said, the household life there is a happiness, if there is a children. People like in India, many householders, they eager to receive the male child. Similarly, Devahuti also begotten 9 female child. So she was waiting when male child comes. She was hanking, she was so eagerness to get one male child. Then Kardam Muni also saying, don't worry, very soon Lord coming in your womb. And Brahma also saying, esa manavite garbham, O Manavi, O daughter of Manu, very soon the killer of demon Kaitava, Lord Hari, will come, will appear in your womb. Don't worry. And he will cut off your all ignorance and doubt. Chitva gam visharishyati. Avidya sansaya granthi. Avidya means ignorance. Sansaya granthi means doubtful knowledge. He can cut off your all ignorance and doubtful knowledge. And then he can preach all over the world. He can preach the science of Sankhya philosophy. How material elements comes together by the connection of spiritual, how this matter, dull matter also working. Our body is also dull, material element, like a Panch Mahabhut, 5 elements like a earth, water, air, fire, sky, the dull matter. 5 working senses, 5 knowledge senses and mind. Man, buddhi, ahankar, then soul and super soul comes together. Material elements and spiritual elements come together. Then our body is functioning. You are seeing by eyes, you are smelling with nose, eating, you are tasting with tongue. How? Because there is a soul and super soul, the spirit matter. Matter together combined with spirit means soul and super soul. Without super soul and soul matter, material elements cannot move, cannot act. How this come together and same became separate also? Many things is coming through the nature, like earth. Many things is coming from the earth, like many plants, creepers, many table things also. You are getting diesel, petrol, so many things, diamond, gold, from the earth, from the womb of Mother Earth. She is supplying everything. Earth is like a 7. In the 7, there is a 1 Mother is Earth also. Swamata Rajapatni Guru Patni Brahmari Dhara Dhenu Dhai. Earth is also. In the 7 there is a earth. Dhara Dhenu Dhai. The Mother Earth is supplying everything. Many chemicals, many jewel, many tables, many tree, plant, herbs you are getting from Mother Earth. So how this nature is working? What is the source behind this material nature? So Lord Kapila is an analysis of the material matter and spiritual matter, how they are combined and working. Here the word avidya is very significant. Prabhupada is mentioning in purport, avidya means for forgetfulness of one's identity. Every one of us is a spirit soul, but we have forgotten. We think I am this body. This is called avidya sansaya granthi. Means doubtfulness. The knot of doubtfulness is tied with the soul identify with the material world. द नट इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड अहंकार. अहंकार मीन्स आई एम बॉडी. लाइक ए डियर इज सर्चिंग वेयर द स्मेल इज कमिंग फ्रॉम. फ्रॉम द नवेल ऑफ डियर स्मेल इज कमिंग. सो फ्रेग्रेंट स्मेल कमिंग फ्रॉम द नवेल ऑफ डियर. बाई ही सर्चिंग इन द फॉरेस्ट इन द बुशेस. द सेम ए स्पिरिट सोल इज ऑल्सो दे डोंट नो रियल सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग. यू आर वर्किंग द हेल्प ऑफ द मटेरियल बॉडी. यू आर नॉट बॉडी बट यू आर इन साइड द बॉडी. तो हाउ यू कैन रियलाइज यू आर नॉट ए बॉडी. वेन कट आवर पार्ट्स ऑफ द बॉडी यू फील सो मच पेन. यू कैन नॉट सर्वाइव द पेन. वेन कट द फिंगर और नेल समथिंग. यू आर सेइंग यू आर नॉट बॉडी. But when someone coming to beat you with a stick, then you become afraid. You have no any realization. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned, Nainam chidanti sastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, na chainam kale diyanti apo, na shoshayati maruta. No weapon can cut and burn. Even fire cannot burn the soul. No weapon can cut in pieces. Water cannot wet. Air cannot dry up. Soul is beyond of these things. But working with the help of body, but we have no realization. We cannot feeling, I am not body. Like a deer is searching here and there, running. Here the smell, good smell is coming. In through the material body, like a seeing power. How you are seeing with eyes? Really, eyes has no power to see anything. If all the electricity you can know for sun going to set, then in night time you cannot visible anything. You are not seeing by this eyes. You are seeing by eyes of Lord. Sun is also eyes of Krishna. In the universal form, sun is eyes of Virat Rupa. In daytime, you are seeing by the presence of sun. And night time, you are visible in the presence of electricity, fire, or moonlight. This eyes is not working without Krishna eyes. By the help of sun, you are visible. Means when Krishna is seeing, then we can see. When Krishna is closing his eyes, then we also close the eyes. You cannot see. You are working by the potency of Krishna. Even dead body cannot eat, cannot see, cannot hear, cannot move one place to another. Because super soul means Krishna is there. By the power of Krishna, Krishna empowered. Then you are eating, sleeping, and seeing, and feeling, willing, thinking. So how this thing is going on, Lord Kapila is explaining in the Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya philosophy is not different from Bhakti Yoga. Sankhya Yoga Prithak Bala. न प्रवदंती विपश्चिता. सांख्य फिलॉसफी अल्टीमेट दे आर प्रीचिंग द भक्ति योग. हाउ वी कैन ऑफर भक्ति फॉर कृष्णा. हाउ वी कैन परफॉर्म भक्ति योग बाय दिस नॉलेज. हाउ वी कैन परफॉर्म भक्ति योग. The Sankhya philosophy can help for us by performing Krishna Bhakti at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here is another word, Sansaya. Prabhupada is quoting here. Sansaya means doubtful knowledge. speculative and pseudo-yogic knowledge is all doubtful. Very speculator, like Ashtanga Yoga, Patanjali explained Ashtanga Yoga, Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dhyan, Dharana, Samadhi. Ashtanga Yoga also help how to control the mind and senses. The beginning, we should control our mind. We follow Yam. Yam means prohibited thing. Our scripture, there is many things is prohibited. Prohibited. Like no meat eating, no intoxication. This thing is under the category of Yama. And Niyama means what is the rules we can follow. Something we should follow, or something we should not follow. Something we can do, or something we cannot do. This thing we should do, this thing not do. The Niyam, Yam, Niyam, Asana. You should conquer the posture of Asana, like a Padmasana, Vajrasana, Sukhasana, so many Asana. Sukhasana, Padmasana. The Yogeshu Jitasana, we should control. They can sit in one posture. They start eyes side put in the front of nose. Then in heart he can meditate on the feature of Supreme Lord constantly. What is the topmost yoga? Within your heart there is a Supreme Soul, means Krishna. We can meditate on the beauty, on the glories of the name, fame, etc. You can just meditate. Dharana. Dharana means should keep in your heart and realize, then you can make work now, later samadhi. Just then you can get perfection of life, means samadhi. The word sansaya means doubtful knowledge. A speculative and pseudo-yogic knowledge is all doubtful. At the present moment, the so-called yoga system is prosecuted on the understanding that by the agitation of the different station of the bodily construction, one can find that he is God. Many in India and abroad also, many people are attending yoga class. Yoga class. I am doing yoga also. But they don't know what is the real yoga. They just breathing, inhaling and going out, and they are doing exercise, like a pranayam. They practice to how to control the within a ear, in your heart. Someone practiced like a kundali. Now here you can just take off and just keep in your brain, like a Dhruva Maharaj, he conquered the air, like a Ashta Chakra in our body. Ashta Chakra. First is a Guda Chakra, Ling Chakra, Nabhi Chakra, Hirday Chakra, Griva Chakra, and Bhuchakra, then Brahmarandra. Top of the body, there is a Brahmarandra. There is some subtle hole is there. Yogi is control the air and keep mind. They meditate the Supreme Brahma. The real yoga means we should constantly thinking, meditating the form of Krishna, that is real yoga. Real knowledge is expounded in Bhagavad Gita. Just become Krishna conscious. Just worship Krishna and become devotee of Krishna. That is real knowledge. And anyone who follows that system become perfect without a doubt. So same way Lord Kapila preaches all over the world what is the real yoga, how we can connect with Supreme. Yoga means how we can connect. Yoga means judana in Hindi. 1 + 1 = 2. Plus, how we can connect with Supreme Brahma. So by this philosophy, we can connect easily by following the way of bhakti yoga. Become a Krishna consciousness. Just worship Krishna and become a devotee of Krishna. That is real knowledge. Nowadays yoga is very uncomfortable, not easy for everyone. There is a many risk also. If you practice by under the guidance of perfect yogi, then you can succeed. Otherwise, you can lose our life also, very dangerous also. If breathing, air breathing, if you can control in mind, may someone can become puzzled also, some bewilder also, if you wrong way if you take. So that is not easy. In this age of Kali, the easy process is bhakti yoga. Even a blind man can also perform. Even a lame also, a deaf also. Very easy. Just chant, dance and eat Krishna prasadam. Chayanamrita pao, Radha Krishna guna gao. Preme dako sir chaitanya nitai. This is very easy. But still people are following very risk path of sadhana. But easy. Prabhupada says, just worship Krishna and become a devotee of Krishna. That is real knowledge. Anyone who follow the system become perfect without a doubt. Manmanabho madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Fourth thing is very easy. Manmanabho. Keep mind upon me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Pay obeisances to me. Very easy. Krishna is mentioning how we can become a devotee. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Very easy. Anyone can perform. Even a very poor person can also perform bhakti. Krishna is mentioning, you give one leaves, one flowers, one fruit. May you can give one glass water also. The Krishna bhakti is very easier. Even a poorest person can perform bhakti. Anyone can offer one tulsi leaf. Anyone can offer one flowers, one fruit. Even you can offer water also. Krishna never mentioned you can give me crores of rupees. You can give me very valuable things. You can give diamond, gold. No, whatever you have. Whatever you can do, as capacity, you can perform. Anyway, you have nothing, you can just pay obeisances. So, yesa manavite garbham pravishta kait bhardana. Brahma is saying, oh dear daughter of Manu, don't worry, very soon, very easy, Lord Hari comes in your womb and he can cut all the knots of ignorance and doubt. So Devahuti is so fortunate. Lord Hari is coming, her womb. And then he preached the Sankhya philosophy and travel all over the world. In Vedaham Madhya Purusham Avatirnam Swamajaya Bhutanam Sesvadhim Deham Vibhranam Kapilam Mune. O Kardama, I know that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has appeared as an incarnation. By His eternal energy, He is the bestower of all desired by the living entity, and He has now assumed the body of Kapila Muni. Brahma is Lord Brahma said, my dear son Kardama, since you have completely accepted my instruction without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instruction you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. Lord Brahma also, please, by the acts of Kardam Muni. Lord Brahma is the first living entity within the universe. He is supposed to be the spiritual master of everyone. And he is also the father, the creator of all beings. Kardama Muni is one of the Prajapati, or creator of the living entity. And he is also a son of Brahma. Brahma praised Kardama because he carried out the order of spiritual master in tato and without cheating. A conditioned soul is the material world has the disqualification of cheating. He has four disqualifications. He is sure to commit mistake. He is sure to be illusion. He is prone to cheat others. And his senses are imperfect. But if one carried out the order of his spiritual master by disciplic succession of the parampara system, he overcome the four defects. Therefore, knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. Any other knowledge which is manufactured by the conditioned soul is cheating only. Brahma knew that very well, that Kardama Muni exactly carried out the instructions received from him, and that he actually honored his spiritual master. To honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instruction word for word. So if someone, Kardama Muni, is by his action, by his offering, by his performing the sadhana, Brahma is pleased on Kardama Muni, then he blessed. One day in your home, in your house, Lord appeared in the form of Kapil Muni. This is the perfect household life. Lord become a son of pure devotee. Lord is also interested to become a relative, become a son, become a friend of pure devotee. By the pure bhakti of Kardama and Devahuti, Lord appeared as a son. In the household life, there is three senses for happiness. How husband wife become happy? In Mahabharata, there is mentioning Arthagamo Nityam Rogita Cha Priya Cha Bharya Privadini Cha Vashyascha पुत्रार्थ करी च विद्या षडजीव लोकस्य सुखानि राजन्। इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड हाउस होल्डर हाउ दे कैन बिकम हैप्पी, हाउ यू कैन बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम कंटामिनेशन। देर इज ए सिक्स ऑर्गन्स, देर इज ए सिक्स थिंग्स इज मेन्शनिंग इन महाभारत ऑल्सो। हाउस होल्डर नीड मनी टू मेंटेन द फैमिली, सन्स ग्रैंड सन्स एंड अदर डिपेंडेंस। दोज हु आर गृहस्थ दे शुड अर्न मनी फॉर मेंटेनिंग वाइफ एंड चिल्ड्रेंस। अर्थागमो मीन्स यू अर्न मनी एवरी डे समथिंग, समथिंग इनकम कम्स, अदरवाइज हाउ यू कैन मेंटेन योर फैमिली। दोज हु हैव नो एनी capacity, no work, no ability to earn money, they should become a brahmachari. Better should become a brahmachari. Girhastha means should earn money. Arthagamo nityam. Nityam means every day something, some comes in the form of money or jewel, whatever. Nityam rogitacha, become healthy life. Grihastha should maintain body, should eat whatever the for health purpose. You should not eat for taste purpose. You should eat healthy, not tasty. If you eat healthy, tasty, then you can lose your health. If you eat healthy, then you lose your taste. So for health point of view, you should eat whatever tables come, you should judge this is healthy or not. A very highly spicy made of maida, we should not eat. You can eat fruits, chapati. You cannot eat heavy like a pizza, pasta, burger. Very heavy. You cannot digest. Nityam rogitachi, you maintain your body like a healthy body. Grihastha life is so austere, he works day or night for maintaining family members, so he should healthy, then he can work anything. By healthy body you can perform bhakti also. Nityam rogitachi, priyacha bharya, wife is very obedient, very dear. She speaks very manner, good manner. Priyacha bharya priyabadinisya vashyasya putra. Son is very obedient. He also earned the money. He also knows. He also knowledgeable. He received good knowledge. He behaved properly with family members. He respect to father and mother. Obedient sons. This is the six things for happy householder life. If there is no children, so how they can maintain other things? So Devahuti also eager to get a good son. Nine daughters is there, but no son. So she was hungering, but Brahma also, don't worry. Very soon, Lord Hari coming in your womb, he can preach also, he can travel all over the world. But today is a disappearance day of Srivas Pandit. Srivas is the panchata in the fifth place of panchatattva. Srivas Pandit is the incarnation of Narad Muni. He preached the glory of holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Sankirtan Yajna in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit. He liked very much that Srivasa Angana is as good as like a Vrindavan. Krishna is dancing. He was playing on the bank of Jamuna, the forest of Kadamba tree. So same way he feels in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit. And then very
selected, very dear associate only participate in the kirtan of courtyard of Srivas Pandit. Very intimate associate only, not ordinary, not for everyone. Like a Vrindavan, when Krishna performed Ras Dansa, there only very advanced, very exalted gopi can participate. No, even Lord Shiva was very eager to participate, enter into the Ras Dansa. He cannot. Then he accepted as a servant of gopi. He accepted the form of gopi, then he can enter as a Gopeshwar Mahadev. The same way Lord Chaitanya dance, perform Sankirtan in the Agan of Srivas Pandit, a very intimate associate only participated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he was chanting and dancing in the higher ecstasy. That time Srivas Pandit's son, only one son, he passed away. Mother Malini was crying. Then Srivas said, don't cry. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feel bad. How he is in ecstasy. Be tolerate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he tasted the mellow of Sankirtan Yajna. He brought their atmosphere like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was touring the forest of Jharkhand. He was chanting, dancing in ecstasy. In the front of their tiger was sleeping. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calling, please get up. Chant the holy name. By calling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tiger was chanting, dancing. Slowly, slowly, all the animals in the forest of Jharkhand assembled in one place. They're chanting, dancing, like a deer embracing to tiger, putting mouth each other and embracing and chanting, dancing. Vyakh Amrik Kare Anyur Alingan Mukhe Mukh Diya Kare Anyur Chumban. Sankirtan Yajna, by the Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna, you can make friendship amongst the animal also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just saw how tiger embracing the deer. In front of the tiger, deer cannot stay. In front of the lion, no other creatures can stay, other animal. Or by the potency of holy name, all enmity will go far away, and they are dancing, each other embracing, tiger, elephant, big snake, all the furious creatures, animals, that all together, the love come through Sankirtan Yajna. Same as Srivas Pandit, he was a great devotee. The Narad Muni appeared in the form of Srivas Pandit. He was very dear. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this earth. 30 years before he appeared from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mother Malini and Srivas is a good friend of Mother Shachi and Jagannath. Good friendship was. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also give respect as a mother and father of Malini and Srivas Pandit. He appeared in West Bengal. What city name? Khalna. Khalid, someplace. I disappeared also in West Bengal. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performing Sankirtan Yajna the night, other people also desire to participate, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't allow. Very few selected devotees, they participated in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very Audarya Mahabadanya, is a great charitable personality. In other incarnation, you cannot say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very compassionate. He shower Krishna bhakti for everyone. But in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit, he didn't allow for everyone. Just only very highly elevated devotee can participate there. But in the forest of Jharkhand, he showered Krishna bhakti for animals also. There is some difference. In Vrindavan, like a Krishna, the Shadat Purnima, Kartik Mas Kadamb Kshaume, Terat Bansi Jaso Mati Chaya, month of Kartik, full moon day night, Krishna was played the flute, the midnight, all the gopis run away and assemble in the forest, forest of Kadamba tree. There only gopis can participate, no others. So in the Jharkhand or other places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very audarya form, very compassionate way. He just donated the bhakti dhana, swa bhakti dhana, wealth of Krishna bhakti. He openly donated. Even someone qualified or may not qualified, he cannot discriminate. Just he gave, even Jagai Madhai, great hunter, killer of humanity, but he just by soberly, by compassionate. But you can see in the pastime of Srivas Pandit Thakur, there is a some selected devotee, they come. Other people, they are criticizing how they are chanting, dancing whole night. May they drink wine, they eat flesh and eggs. That's why they are day and night chanting, dancing. Many criticizers, they are made many objections. On the door of Srivas Pandit, they put some flesh, bones, wine pot. And morning, they are saying, please see, this is nonsense they are doing. They are drinking, eating flesh, and chanting, dancing. They are not a devotee. They are claiming like this. Those who are envious to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they blame like this. Srila Prabhupada also inquired, many, when he started preach to Krishna consciousness all over the world, many others, they are blaming. They are smoking, they are not a followers of real bhakti. So in Mumbai, and there was one person, he was the member of parliament. That question raised in parliament also. Father of N.D. Desai, he there explained, no, ISKCON follower is the real follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They follow all the rules and regulations. They never smoke and never they drink. I associated with the devotee of Srila Prabhupada. I personally receive honor, my home. Prabhupada arrived in my home and stay also. I know very well they are real devotee. They are real followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They follow our principles of bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when performed Sankirtan Jagya in the house of Srivas Pandit, many others, envious personality, they also blame, they criticize. Din ko mala, rat ko bhala. In India also I saw many others, they against the bhakti, they blame. ये लोग रात दिन को माला फेरते हैं और रात को भाला लेते हैं. तो श्रीवास पंडित वॉज वेरी डियर. ही इज प्रीच द ग्लोरी ऑफ होली नेम थ्रू द संकीर्तन यज्ञ. ही प्रीच द ग्लोरीज ऑफ होली नेम. ही वॉज द ग्रेट असिस्टेंस. ही हेल्प सो मेनी वे to preach the cult of Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased upon Srivas Pandit because he helped so much how to establish the glories of Krishna consciousness in the world. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I cannot speak so nicely. My English is not so good, but just I try to. Generally, I speak in Hindi. In India, Bihar, other places. But here I try to speak something. Many mistakes, maybe grammatically or literary. Please forgive me. I like your younger son or brother. I am your younger brother. Here many senior exalted Prabhupada disciples, maybe more than hundreds around this temple. So this place is very fortunate because many renounced personality like a Prabhupada, many moon, 100 moon on the sky of ISKCON, here is staying. So I am also very fortunate. Amongst you, I try to speak something. So many mistakes, please forgive me, like as your son or maybe your little, your younger brothers. Hare Krishna, thank you. Thank you very much.
One question.
Thank you, Maharaj. you said that there were six things that make a happy household life.
Mm.
I only got four of them. A means of earning a livelihood, making money, health, and the wife, if the wife is humble and speaks sweetly, and the son is obedient. What are the other two?
And son also very knowledgeable.
Oh.
He can earn money. He can make glory of father more and more.
And one more?
Obedient and knowledgeable. And he can also spread the glory of his family members, like fathers. So that is the sixth thing is a cause of happiness of householder life. Thank you. In Mahabharata there is this mention.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So Panchatattva, everyone is so merciful, magnanimous. We have Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya. But then there is an offense to the holy name to preach to the non-believer who has no faith. So, but Mahaprabhu is freely distributing, and we, like this Jiva Tattva, Srivas Pandit. So how to understand, like sometimes we preach to some non-believer, like someone is drinking, smoking, and we come in contact with them and try to pass the holy name, so or make them chant. So how to deal with
Narad also preaches so many exalted devotees become a disciple of Narad Muni. He preached the like a Balmiki. He was a great killer. He was a thief.
We are nowhere close to Narad.
Mrigari also is a great hunter. But by the mercy of Naradji, because Lord Krishna empowered Narad, he can preach bhakti shakti. The potency of bhakti is empowered by Krishna. Then Narad can preach. The same way Srivas Pandit is also, he help also so many way. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can establish the glories of the holy name. In this age of Kali, only Sankirtan is the cause of, we can, through Sankirtan, you can make people in Krishna consciousness.
But my real question is for preachers especially, or those who are full-time Sankirtan devotees, this, that rule number 9, the offense number 9 to the holy name, is that an exception?
There is a option also. If ninth offense there is, you cannot preach the glories of Krishna, those who are not interested, those who are not eager to listen. But generally, you can speak like a assembly of the people, like in the Kumbh Mela, in the market area, so many crowd. You cannot judge who is a Sradhalu, he is a interested, who are not interested, how you can judge? But you can speak, if someone is interested, they can come. Someone is, by forcing, you cannot give. If someone is not interested to listen, avoiding you, yeah, acting like a not good people, so you can just invite. Someone comes and asks, someone jigyasu, he makes jigyasa, ki how I can also chant, what is the importance of this thing, how I can follow for regulative principle. If they are interested, so they make and come. If those who are not interested, by force, you cannot give. Generally in the school, teacher is teaching. Almost 100,000 of students. Teacher is teaching for general. Someone become a high class of merit student. Someone fail also. So teacher, they are not judging. This student is good or not, but his work is teaching for all the students. Those who are very eager, very jigyasu, they can accept, they can progress. So whatever may be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching in the forest of Jharkhand, there is a tiger, lion, they also benefited. They also received the love of God. By mercy of Krishna, by mercy of Guru, we can turn even a daku, even a thief, they can also be changed by the mercy of Guru and Krishna.
But using some means, those who are not interested to listen to you, you use some means to get them
if
attracted.
If you are, you speak someone, please chant. They are avoiding, no, I can't chant, I am a Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, that. So you cannot force. Okay, no problem. I was in Mumbai. I was in market area. So one Muslim boy was going. I asked, Hare Krishna. I was saying, chant Hare Krishna. He was avoiding. Then he told me, I am Muslim. I cannot force. I cannot fight. No, you should tell. If you try, if they are not listening, they are avoiding them. Why you can give?
But Maharaj, in the past, some devotees used to wear wigs and enter malls and try to preach and to be looking like karmis and then trying to selling the books. So then later Prabhupada stopped them, but first Prabhupada approved of it. So can we use some tactics to get them attracted to the holy name?
For preaching purpose, we can wear coat, pant, shirt also. Like Rasaraj Prabhu, he is a scientist. He was going to preach in the college and university. He wear pant, shirt, cap. One time I saw Bhakti Vikas Maharaj in Mumbai. He wear pant, shirt, cap, and something. He was going to preach in Dubai. So he was wearing a karmi dress. But preaching purpose, you can accept also.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare
Krishna. Not for one facility. Thank you. Dhanyabad. Thank you very much.